insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا
Or do you think that most of them hear or reason? They are not except like livestock. Rather, they are even more astray in their way.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 44th verse of the chapter. أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا Do you think that most of them do hear or understand? They're nothing but like cattle. Nay, they are further astray from the path. Dear listeners, this verse is criticizing pagans more. The Holy Quran uses the word akthar to differentiate between those who will be guided from others afterwards. أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ Do you think that most of them do hear or understand? And then it continues saying, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ They're nothing but like the cattle. An animal has got no intellect to know goodness. An animal does not understand badness, falsehood, truth. But deviated men act according to their low desires and do not follow their reasons and intellects. Although they are bestowed by the Almighty Allah, this intellect. To show the importance of this matter, and somehow emphasizing on the previous verse, which said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى Have you seen the one who has taken his low desires as his gods? This verse says, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا They are nothing but like the cattle, but they are further astray from the path.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The concept of this verse is also mentioned in different verses in the Holy Quran, which are about the hell dwellers who have got such a fate because of not using their eyes, their ears, and intellects. It is said elsewhere, these are as the cattle, rather they are more astray. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. So, it is in short clear that they have gone astray, but commentators have said interesting matters about this subject. Some say that the reason that the beasts cannot know anything, the reason they do not have a heedful ear and clear-sighted eye, is that they do not have such abilities. But man is more miserable than them, for he has been bestowed the essence of all talents. Allah has offered him so much talent that he can even be his vicegerent on the earth. But he will reach a state that he will be reduced to the level of beast, and even lower. He has wasted all his merits. He is reduced from the rank of being prostrated by the angels down to the abject rank of evils. This is really painful. This is really, this can be called clear misleading from the path. Even the beasts somehow will not be reckoned. They will not be divinely punished. But the misled people must take the burden of their deeds on their shoulders. They will be punished. They will see the chastisement of the Almighty Allah without any reductions. Beasts sometimes provide men with many services. They do various jobs. But disobedient people provide no service. They cause many disasters and destructions. They are arrogant, they are faithless, and they begin a war in which millions of people are murdered. But these beasts do not pose anyone that kind of threat. And even if they do, it is limited. The interesting point is that the beasts never justify their actions. If they do an action, it is because of their nature. It is a wrong action, but it is natural. But it happens when sometimes that an arrogant, tyrannical, wistful man justifies all his crimes as though he has done nothing, as though he has done his humane and divine duties. And if beasts do not have any program and law, they follow the path that creation has determined for their instincts. They go through this way. But obstinate and disobedient people respect neither the laws of creation nor the divine legislation. They count their wishes, their desires, as the ruler of everything. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. So that's why we say, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. That's why the Holy Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. That is why, in comparison between these two, they are worse than the cattle. No creature is more dangerous and more harmful than a wistful, disobedient man. And because of this, such a man is named the worst of beasts in different chapters of Holy Quran. What a proper name it is. So man, who is the vicegerent of Allah, will sometimes be worse than beasts if he neglects his nature, if he lets his low desires rule him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program as well. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.